question is not whether we've got the solutions to our challenges. We've had them within our grasp for quite some time.
You mentioned it was a tough decision. I don't think it was a tough decision.
Tony Katz.
It's time to start making decisions. You have waited long enough.
Did he have any enemies? Well, the Democrats didn't like him.
This is an extremely important issue.
This is the Tony Katz Show.
Jatim, Tony, I love your show. Keep it up, baby.
It's Tony Katz tonight, everybody. 800-571-9422. Locally, 317-239-9393. Online at TonyKatz.com. On Twitter, at Tony Katz, TonyKatz. The latest on the weather in Indianapolis. 24 degrees right now, feeling like it's 13. I should say all of Indiana as the snow comes down 1 inch so far. To the WIBC Weather Center. Paige, what's it out like outside?
It's snowing.
Good job, Paige. Thank you. We also had the stuff from the DOT. I gave you a bunch of what was going on earlier, the problems that they're having. As I said, 156th Street closed in both directions on 465 westbound. A crash. The right lane is blocked. South Sherman Drive in both directions closed because a bridge is closed. I-69 northbound, a crash. The right lane is blocked. I-70, driving conditions are fair. Wet pavement and freezing rain. All things to be aware of. As you're on the roads, and if you don't have to be on the roads, do not be on the roads. It's not necessary. You don't need that thing. Whatever is that thing is that you are heading out for, you don't need that thing. By the way, from the last segment, I was talking about the guy with the egg salad, and Holly said, maybe I had egg on my face. Maybe that's what he was trying to say. Was that what he was trying to say, Holly? Did I lose Holly altogether?
No, there she is. Yeah, I think he was just trying to be clever.
Let me give you the rest of his email, because I mean it was just so classic. Of course, he thinks the guy tore me to shreds. When you're dealing with an ideologue, you always think that the guy on your side tore the other guy to shreds. And your final comment about, I have no idea what you just talked about for the last 10 minutes, which is what I said. We were done, and Tom was like, Tony, thank you for being on here. I quite literally said, I have no idea what we just talked about. Because he kept moving the conversation. We never focused. We never drilled down. I have people on Twitter. Go check out my Twitter feed, at Tony Katz, thanking me for actually listening. They were stunned, and they were stunned that I responded to them and said, I said, thank you for listening. We're having this conversation. I'm down with the conversation. But this guy wasn't. He goes, and this is how he continues. My advice, in your truly pitiable attempt to become the lesser L Rush Blow, I recommend less caffeine and more Viagra the next time you visit any other show besides Comfy Fixed News. I mean, I have not run into this kind of craziness in a while. He finishes, P.S. I'll be happy to make an appearance on your show anytime to make the same arguments about how modern conservatism is an amazingly neurotic condition. I think I'm probably more easy to take down than a giant like Hartman. Maybe you can consider me as practice sparring partner before receiving another big-time knockout. Looking forward to your call, LOL. I emailed back because I do that. Listen, you email me, you get me. I don't get to every bit of mail, but I try. I told him he can call the show, 800-571-9422. All the calls are welcome. And I gave him both the website for TonyKatz.com and for WIBC.com. He hasn't called. So here's the question, Paige. Should I call him?
Ooh.
Should I call? I mean, I have his number.
You mean on the air?
Like right now.
Or you on your cell phone call?
No, not on my cell phone. Now, here, on the air. He wanted to call, looking forward to your call. And then he goes, LOL.
Well,
so is he not looking forward to my call?
I don't know, and I don't believe, according to FCC regulations, we can cold call someone.
I'm not cold calling. I have an email where he says call.
Tony was invited.
It's like a vampire. I got invited into the house. If this was Buffy, I would totally be all over that. Xander would have his butt kicked. And Willow, that magic gonna work on me, girl. I'm a vampire. I will do some biting.
Okay, easy there, Edward Cullen, easy.
Wow. First of all, that's Twilight, and I was talking about Buffy, which was a real vampire series, as opposed to Twilight, which is a bunch of hokum. By the way, Team Jacob or bust.
Oh. Yeah,
listen, is it my fault that what's his name? By the way, what's the name of the guy who plays Edward Cullen?
Robert Pattinson.
Is it my fault that he picked a cheating whore to be with?
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
And by the way, listen,
people
go through things, right? And couples go through things, and things happen. It's not that she was with somebody else. It's that she was with somebody else who was her director. So first of all, how cliche is that? And then she did it pretty publicly. And the photos that you saw were affectionate. So this wasn't a moment of weakness. We were there. We were drunk. We were a little excited. Bada bing, done. Oh my goodness, where are my pants? That's not what happened with this Kristen, what's her last name?
Stewart.
Who, by the way, how is she an actress?
Oh my gosh, she's horrible. She's got one face.
I don't get that either. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
She's got one facial expression. And it's like that biting the lower lip, like. And then she does something with her hair to make it seem dramatic. She'll like move her hair across her head and go, Jacob, no! And that's it.
It's not even the fact that they think she's a decent actress, but that she's a sexy one.
That's lost on me altogether.
Well, and then I went to...
her in that, the Snow White one where...
Oh, she's horrible!
Charlize Theron?
I didn't... Wait, so wait, that I forget the name. I wanted to see that
it's
because
Snow
I thought
White
Charlize
and the
Theron and the Huntsman, thank you. Because I thought Theron looked... It looked very cool. It looked like it'd be a visually stunning film, but I'm not watching anything with her in it.
Well, and the hard thing was is that there's like a moment in it where she's supposed to be giving like this, you know, almost like a Braveheart moment where she's supposed to give this speech where everybody's supposed to rally and be like, yeah, let's go get the queen. And she gives it, and I'm like, don't feel at any point like I should get on my horse and go ride with her. Like, I'm just kind of looking at her like, you're our leader? Really?
You know, it's funny. I feel that way about Obama. I do. I'm like, this has got to be a joke.
I feel like there's an internet meme.
So by the way, I did email him back. I said you can call the show anytime. And I said, I find your email a wonderful display of ideology at work. I received a few emails from people sending links or asking questions. You know, thoughtful emails. From you, I get fixed news, El Rushblow, and a reference to egg salad, a first for me, and I get a lot of strange emails. And I say, this kind of hate is the problem. I said, you're welcome to call the show anytime. And I give them the time and I give them the number. But you're telling me I can't call him? He asked me to call him. I mean, obviously, clearly, according to this guy who starts off his email with, dude, I need practice. So I want to practice on Mr. Egg Salad. Let me practice on Mr. Egg Salad. Come on.
if you want, I mean, we can call him during the break and see if he'll go on, but I can't just like cold call someone and have him on without their knowledge. It's something that
it's not like I would do it secretly. I'd be like,
right.
Dude, how you doing, man? Like, I wouldn't start like that. I'd be like, hey, Tony Katz from Tony Katz Tonight. You emailed me. You wanted me to give you a call so I could get good practice before I go back on with Tom Hartman. December 17th, I'll be back on the television show when I'm in D.C. How are you, man? Like, I can't do that?
You know, I mean, it's one of those squishy things where people have sued before because...
Oh, good Lord.
I'm serious. Like,
he emails me and...
above setting you up either, Tony.
Right.
He emailed me.
Right. But that's the thing is, like, we used to have this talk all the time in Jeff Allen's office of, like, there's some pretty, like, it's just kind of a gray area.
But listen, it's possible, and I'll agree with you on this, Holly. Maybe it's not a real phone number. Maybe it's not a real name. You know, chickens are chickens, right? Not going to call in. Sent an email. I responded to him. He hasn't responded back. Somebody else emailed me. I responded to them. They responded to me. They don't understand how I think that taxation is punitive, that it's punishment. He can't see that. He can't come to realize that. So I've got to, you know, I got to talk him through this. But at least that's a conversation to have. But this guy hasn't responded, and he wants me to call him, and I'm just trying to be a good guy. People are like, call me. I'm like, okay, and I want to do it, but you won't let me. So to Egg Salad Man, Paige, the producer, is protecting the legal interests of WIBC. But the phone number here is 317-239-9393. You are more than welcome to call Mr. Egg Salad anytime you want. Keep it here. This is Tony Katz Tonight. Tony Katz tonight, everybody. Snow continuing in Indiana. Our good friend Prairie again getting us the latest here. I can take a look at the traffic cameras, Indiana DOT. This is West Street at MLK East at mile marker 113. Roads look rather empty, but the snow is definitely accumulating. Let me bring it a little bit more over to the east. This is rural at Keystone, where there is traffic, but those roads are absolutely covered with snow. You could still see a little bit of the roads themselves. Let me get a little more into the downtown. This is at the I-70 North split at mile marker 114. Basically, the camera is located on the I-65, and it is not pretty. And also, the snow is coming down. The sight lines being able, the visibility is definitely going to be down. You're going to want to keep yourself safe without a question there. And just more and more, as I've told you about so many of the road closures and the crashes and things like that, only going to get worse. Stay off the roads this evening. Keep it here at 93 WIBC for the latest on weather and traffic, not only tonight, but into the morning, whether or not you need that commute. Steve and the gang will have it all for you, 93 WIBC. So I'm not going to call that guy. I won't do it. Just to make sure. Just to make sure I don't do anything that endangers the station. Fine. He can call me. Egg Salad can call me. 317-239-9393. We discussed it yesterday about the Harvard poll that shows 52% of 18 to 24-year-olds, if they had the capability of recalling the president, which of course is impossible, if they could recall the president, they would do it. 52%. When you take 18 to 29-year-olds, that number is 47%. Well, now, National Journal, millennials abandon Obama and Obamacare, Ron Fournier. Young Americans are turning against Barack Obama and Obamacare, according to a new survey of millennials, just as we discussed from the Harvard University's Institute of Politics. But it's also interesting that they're turning away from Obamacare, and one of the great conversations is, and it's been this interesting little factoid, Obamacare lets somebody stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26, right? So you're 25, you can stay on your parents' insurance. But for Obamacare to work, young people have to pay for the older people. Young people are little ATM machines, I said it just yesterday, and their job is to pay for older people. And unborn generations are nothing more than unborn ATM machines who will be born to a mountain of debt they did absolutely nothing to accumulate just for the pleasure of being alive, and they will have to pay as little ATM machines. This doesn't work, because if you're staying on your parents' insurance until you're 26, why would you buy insurance? Obamacare's fatal flaw is its own concept. It relies on young people buying in. You hear Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other people talk about it. But they're staying on their parents' insurance. They don't have to buy in. If you've heard the conversation of death spiral, you've heard that term before, this is what you get. If young people are what's being relied upon to power, financially power Obamacare, but they're staying on their parents' insurance, and you're someone who got Obamacare, you got your coverage, and you have these better premiums, what happens to you when not enough people sign up? How do the insurance companies, the government, however you want to describe this, go about covering the differential? I mean, if you haven't thought about it, it's a worthwhile question you need to ask yourself. I need young people to be in the system in order for the system to work. But young people are staying on their parents' plans, so they're not in the system. So what happens to my premium? Because not enough people are paying in to keep my premium low. Your premium goes up. And your premium goes up. And your premium goes up. And this is referred to as the death spiral. Because what happens is that these premiums become intolerable. No one can afford them. And the entire system crashes in on itself. You know, you heard about Megyn Kelly over there at Fox News, who was incredulous about the fact that nobody had put in a payment mechanism for Obamacare. It's the first thing you do when you're creating a website involving commerce, merchant account, and shopping cart, right? You need a secured gateway. I know that business because my family has been in that business for over a decade. I used to do that. When I lived in Tampa, Florida, that was my business, merchant services. I mean, I have forgotten plenty, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing I don't know about merchant services. Nothing my family doesn't know about merchant services. They're the credit card processing gurus, the high-risk stuff and the basic stuff and everything. The first thing you do, hey, I want to sell X, Y, or Z. I want to sell a product or a service online. I need a secure gateway, a shopping cart, and a merchant account. Okay. I don't even think we do shopping carts anymore. That used to be a big thing. Shopping carts used to be a big deal, but there are so many now that come with web hosting and stuff like that. We do the gateways and the process. I say we. I don't know the last time I consult still a bit, but I don't remember the last time I actually sold a client on processing. I don't remember the last time I did that. How could you build a site that's meant to take money and not take the money? Are you really that unaware of how business works that you don't understand that to get the sale, you actually have to take the dollar? It's not a sale because you shake hands. It's a sale because somebody writes the check and the check clears. Big difference. Let me try and put this in terms everyone can understand. It doesn't matter if the girl says she'll go home with you. It matters if the girl leaves before you make breakfast. Holly, would you say that that's how the deal, you know, the deal got closed?
I can't think of a better.
Thank you. All I'm saying, I think that's honest. They built a website without being able to take the money, then they didn't sell anything. Good gosh. More about this when we return and how Hispanics are turning their back on President Obama as well, plus your phone calls and, of course, the latest weather. This is Tony Katz Tonight. Tony Katz Tonight, everybody. Trying to figure out why this song. 317-239-9393-800-571-9422. Oh, it's more about the cold weather. Indianapolis, 23 right now, feels like 12. The snow is accumulating rapidly. 1.7 inches estimated in the past 24 hours, and since an hour ago it was only an inch. That's how fast it's coming. Really something else out there right now. We'll have the latest for you as the night progresses. Let me go to the phones. Dan from Kansas City. I love it. Welcome to Tony Katz Tonight. What's up, Dan?
TK, been following you for a while, sir.
Thank you. Wait, is that stalking or is that a good thing?
Well, you'll find out later.
Ah, oh, lucky me.
Police report, I assume.
Are you Egg Salad Man?
No. anyway, if I'm going to throw egg on your face, I'm going to do it straight to your face.
Right
I
on.
Don't really agree with this email bashing or bullying because everything is bullying these days.
That's correct. I'm glad you're aware. What do you got?
The thing I wanted to touch on is what you talked about earlier, your interview with the guy who's
Tom Hartman,
a Marxist. Yeah, that guy, praising to Lenin. The thing that popped into my head about this thing is something that Bill Whittle said, and I don't mean to drop another name on
you. No. Bill Whittle, former colleague of mine at PJTV, yeah. A fantastic, fantastic mind. You can check out, I think it's BillWhittle.net. He also does VPOTUS, his take on being virtual president. That's pretty good. But go right ahead.
They're absolutely essential reading and viewing for every conservative or curious conservative out there. However, what he said that you made me think of tonight was, don't ever, ever let them get the moral high ground. And I believe he got that from Andrew Breitbart. When that person said, well, don't they deserve 15? Or don't they deserve 10 or 11? He had no high bar. He was fishing
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. The $15 an hour is phishing. And this is used, the reason they use the term living wage is just what you're saying there. It's to try and make the cause noble, right? It is try to achieve that moral high ground. But they have no rationale for the 15. They made up the number. Because if they say 15, I said, what about 20? What about 50? What about 100? And Tom Hartman said, yeah, but that's ridiculous. How is 15 not ridiculous, but the other number is ridiculous?
When does ridiculous start and stop?
That's exactly it.
The other answer to his question, his loaded question, probably assault rifle banned in every state loaded question with too many rounds in the magazine question, was, so you think these people can never on their own hard work get above the minimum wage?
And what he would say.
They are so helpless at minimum wage that we have to raise it for them. They can never earn better.
There are two answers to that. First of all, that yes, that is absolutely what the progressive believes in his heart. The progressive believes that people cannot help themselves. They believe that minorities cannot help themselves. They believe that women cannot help themselves. They think of people as less than, and only they, the progressive, the elitist. And therefore, and remember, elitism is the disease. Entitlement is a symptom of the disease. Only they can solve the problem. That is absolutely what they believe. And the answer that I would have gotten was, well, no, but don't you think that's fair? That would have been how they, again, going to that moral high ground conversation, and I agree with Bill Whittle on this, that's how he would have gone with that conversation. But I am thrilled that you're a fan of the show, and I look forward to getting stalked by you soon.
Absolutely. I'm not Egg Salad, but I'll be shouting at you on Facebook.
I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. Facebook.com/TonyKatz tonight. Also, on Twitter, am I allowed to use that word page that I used during the break?
Can you private message it to me and I'll let you know?
I'm doing that right now. Okay, I just did it because I was called that on Twitter. Rainey on Twitter, who is at Invisible Ashira, tweeted me to say or quoted me, says a living wage is a myth and also believes we shouldn't hold corporate CEOs responsible for being successful. And then she goes on, I think it's a she, he thinks fast food workers have no right to strike. If you see this douche spitting his cheeseburger. Now, first of all, I have to say two things. I tweeted back. I said, really, spitting my cheeseburger? What about my eggnog shake? With the hashtag Martin Bashir wannabe. Because Martin Bashir wants to defecate on you. This girl's only spitting in my food. She's not really hardcore. But I never said that fast food workers have no right to strike. I never said that a day in my life. Never once came from these lips. What I said is that these strikes are part of a shakedown being organized by big labor to turn them into union members. That's what's happening. I don't have to, there isn't much more than that. That's what's happening. Of course it's a shakedown. Of course they're participating in a shakedown. They may not even know that, which I also find horrific. I certainly hope that they recognize this fact. It's a shakedown. They're being used so they'll pay union dues. That's what's happening. I never said they have no right to strike. And then she wrote, I don't eat fast food because I choose not to support corporations like Monsanto. Instead of stuffing your face, do some research. Hey, listen, you don't want to eat fast food? Don't eat fast food. But have you ever had a Burger King onion ring? It's so delicious. So delicious. It's special in every way. And then the trolls are out. My goodness. Just, all right, get you out of here. I'm not a troll enjoyer. It's just annoying already. Sad, sad people. Hispanics are turning against President Obama. For the same reason, you could see that the youth vote is turning against President Obama. And by the way, you could probably go so far as to say, America is turning against President Obama. They're no longer believing anything this man has to say. The trustworthy factor, we discussed this before. It's the trustworthiness. It's the approval rating. His 41% on average approval rating. And they bring Where is this from? This is over. Oh, it's over at Town Hall. They have this Gallup Daily Tracking. Hispanics. December in 2012, 75% was the approval rating. November 2013, 52%. That's a 23% drop in a year. That's not by accident. That's by a recognition of the unemployment rate, but of the Obamacare failures and the skyrocketing premiums that people are dealing with. And they're dealing with it, unless, of course, they were dropped altogether. And just the outright lies. It's kind of hard to believe that people don't realize that the lies become exhausting and people don't want to hear it anymore. They don't want to hear it anymore. They're tired. And when people get tired, they tune out. And when they tune out, they say, oh, forget this guy. Yeah, I defended him. Yeah, I backed him. You know what? I just don't want to talk about him anymore. Don't ask me about him. I don't want to hear his name. I got him the second term. He screwed me with my pants on. I'm out, all right? I'm moving on. Plain and simple. The president has to accept the fact that millennials and Hispanics are just that, not that into him. It's just the way it is. More when we return. Keep it here. This is Tony Katz Tonight. This has nothing to do with the weather. This is just Salt in the Swing.
Well, I had to give it a break.
Tony Katz Tonight, everybody. Phones are open, 800-571-9422. Locally, 317-239-9393. Online at TonyKatz.com. Follow on Twitter at Tony Katz. And follow Facebook, Facebook.com/TonyKatz. Tonight, if you want to spit on in my cheeseburger, tweet me as well. So special. So special right there. By the way, this great Chris Matthews, who's going to be interviewing the president on the Hardball College Tour. It's going to be a town hall. And this is what he says. I'll get into some questions that I want to get into with executive management and political dysfunction in this country that we talk about all the time on the program, and get into some easier questions. For example, voter suppression efforts by the Republicans, so he can bite into that. I'm going to ask the president easy questions because I'm Chris Matthews and I'm not allowed to sleep with him. Good Lord. Voter suppression. Show me. I am opposed to all voter suppression and all voter fraud, no matter who commits it, no matter where it is. So show me, Chris Matthews. Show me how an ID is voter suppression, or shut it. Voter suppression, he's going to ask him about. Let's not talk about Obamacare. Let's not talk about the unemployment rate for blacks or Hispanics. Let's not talk about the overall unemployment rate. Let's not talk about the debacle in Syria. Let's not talk about the Iran deal. Let's not talk about the NSA. Let's not talk about spying on foreign leaders. Let's not talk about the IRS attacking Americans and using the IRS laws as a cudgel against them to keep them quiet. Let's talk about voter suppression by Republicans. That's hardball, Chris. That is not hardball. That is all balls, but that is not hardball. Not in any way, shape, or form. I said the other day I was going to talk about celebrities and their money, because there are these stories that keep coming out. I've got another set of things that keep coming out later, just for Holly Bacon. It's a story about Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. Now these people, Listen, they're a real couple, but they're totally a fictionalized couple, right? They come from a reality show called The Hills, and they ended up getting married and living their lives together. And how they tell their story about how they lost all their money in an interview with In Touch magazine. Spencer says that they were immature. Every time we'd go out to eat, we'd order $4,000 bottles of wine. Just like Holly Bacon, by the way. Heidi was going to the mall and dropping $20,000 to $30,000 a day. We thought we were Jay-Z and Beyonce. Heidi in 2010 spent an estimated $30,000 on her plastic surgery transformation. And in 2011, the blonde confirmed that she and Spencer were forced to shack up with his parents and that they were considering filing for bankruptcy. They're nearly broke today. And they're heading back to TV with an E! Special, Aftershock, Heidi and Spencer, that will dive into their adjustment to a post-Hills life. First of all, how much money do you make being on a reality show on MTV? Because if $4,000 bottles of wine, sign me up. They did the Hills. I'm going to do a show called The Valleys because I live in the San Fernando Valley. The Valleys, and it's going to be me. Well, Schlichter and Cruiser don't live in the Valley. Who else? Mr. Fastbucks, he's in the Valley. And Scott Baio. And that's going to be the show.
You gotta
the Valleys.
You got to come up with a catchy name for yourself, though, because like they're called Spidey. You need to come up with some sort of name for you all.
It'll be Tony Katz and Holly Bacon. It'll be Taken.
I like that.
I like it.
Okay, even though we're not a couple, but it's going to be Taken. Or it'll be Tolly.
Tolly.
We could do it the other way, and it would be Honey or Honey.
Honey.
No, I saw that movie. It was awful.
What movie? What movie?
Oh, Jessica Alba.
There's a movie called
I forgot about that. Listen, the only reason to watch a Jessica Alba film is Jessica Alba.
Is hot. Yeah, I know. She was for a while there my husband's celebrity crush.
Well, you just called her hot, so I think she might be your celebrity crush.
No, I mean, she's a good-looking gal, but she's a horrible actress.
Wait, she went from hot to good-looking gal. Look at you with the defense.
What?
Seriously. You just became a hockey goalie. You just padded up right there. Deflect, bang. let me go to the phones here. Alan on line one, welcome to Tony Katz tonight. What's up, Alan?
Oh, hey, man. What's going on?
New listener. Oh, thank you.
And loving the show.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Alan.
Oh, no problem. I did have a question. You were talking about Obama's low
approval rating right now.
And the way things are going and everything. And I've heard other hosts talk about it, and I've seen it, you know, different blogs and different just different places. My question to you, sir, is how do you think this guy got elected if everyone just doesn't like him? Because I know Mitt Romney definitely was not the greatest choice.
Agreed.
As a secondary, I turned 18. Just a little bit back real quick. I turned 18 and was able to vote and everything with the whole McCain and Obama thing. That was my first presidential electoral
okay.
vote. And I didn't really care for McCain that much, but I knew what would happen if Obama got elected. And of course, he got elected. Things, you know, went mm-hmm. south, and he got reelected.
Right.
My real question is, how do you think he got reelected? Because
all right.
part of me, I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist whatsoever.
No. Well, if the question is, was anything rigged? No, I don't believe that it was. Certainly, if you talk to me about the Harry Reid election, if you talk to me about the Al Franken election with votes in trunks, you could have a conversation there. But remember that all of these revelations are revelations now, and the revelations are so damaging and so damning because it was about how news was left out of the cycle, how stories were suppressed until after the election. So everything looked roses. Everything looked better. There are stories out about how census data was manipulated to move down the unemployment rate. Things like that. Those stories were all suppressed in order to keep that information from getting out. So you didn't have this level of fatigue amongst people who had a natural predilection, unfortunately, to progressivism and to the president, etc. If those stories had come out like they were supposed to, the press had done their job, there wasn't this level of hate for the American people by the administration, you would have had a different result. Clearly, you would have had a different result. And also, you would have also had to have had a Mitt Romney who, in the second and third debate, was prepared to go out there and actually do the work that was necessary. Not nice your guy out. Nice guy your way out. He won the first debate, hands down, and did not keep it up. And people recognize that kind of stuff. I can go back to the primaries. Tim Pawlenty was talking about a Romney. I think he called it, what did he call it? A Romney care or something like that. And when he was confronted by Romney on that debate stage, he wouldn't say the words. That was the end of Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. So Romney is responsible for his own defeat, clearly. But all of this that you're seeing, this was all suppressed information coming out now. There was not a rigging. I do not believe that. You can't get me to buy into that one in terms of were somehow the votes tampered with. But was information specifically left out? Is the press culpable in not actually doing their work? And was that all part of getting him reelected? You bet. Thank you so much for the phone call. More when we return. A story Holly Bacon's just gonna love. This is Tony Katz Tonight.